As the La Nina weather pattern brings rain to the east of the country, there's a glimmer of hope that much-needed water will make its way to catchments further inland. 2 years ago, millions of fish were killed amid dwindling water levels in major river systems, blamed largely on drought and the demands of irrigation. Communities are desperate for the rivers to flow again, with some waterways in the west of New South Wales reduced to small ponds. But some say it will all depend on how the water is managed, or this chance at reprieve will be thrown away. Nancy Notson reports.
Big cod. Another big cod over there.
They were images that sparked outrage across the country. Millions of dead fish floating in the river near Menindi in the southwest of New South Wales, an area that's part of the Murray-Darling Basin, one of the largest and most complex river systems in Australia.
There was fish just from one side of the river to the other for about 30 kilometres.
Menindi local Graham McCrabb was one of the first to discover the gruesome scene. He says the community still hasn't recovered.
People are really nervous now about water security. I think it highlighted the issues around water security that people had been concerned about for probably decades. Certainly fishing and that pastime certainly hasn't been as good this year. So our traditional owners certainly rely on golden perch and cod as a protein source, and that's been greatly reduced. So the ability to catch fish here has been reduced.
That fish kill was followed by the deaths of even more fish in rivers and lakes around New South Wales, like this one in the Namoi River near Gunnedah in the state's north.
Oh, yellow belly's dead.
They're all yellow belly over there.
But that same river has recently been subject to flood warnings, thanks to generous falls from the La Nina weather event in northern New South Wales.
And a lot of those areas just on the western side of the Great Dividing Range are part of the tributaries that flow into the Darling River. And eventually that rainfall will make its way down those rivers all the way to Menindi if there's enough of it.
Professor Richard Kingsford is a river ecologist and director of the Centre for Ecosystem Science at the University of New South Wales. He says while it could take months for the water to first fill dams and then make its way down the system, this La Nina will be critical in terms of ensuring there will be widespread flooding across the Murray-Darling Basin, allowing ecosystems and water quality to spring back to life.
Because it's only then that water gets out onto the floodplains, allows the sort of food webs to kick in, those coolabahs and river red gums that depend on that water flooding can then get enough to sort of flower and regenerate.
It's been years since these systems have seen decent falls, enough to ensure their ongoing sustainability. But it's feared this rare opportunity could be scuttled if too much water is irrigated from the system before it gets to where it's needed.
We need to establish what levels of floodplain harvesting are sustainable. We know that floodplain harvesting has occurred in the Darling River catchments since the late 80s and perhaps a little bit before. But unfortunately, it's also increased after the Murray-Darling Basin cap was implemented, which was a commitment by governments in New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia to keep levels of extraction at 93, 94 levels. At the moment, we know that there's been ongoing development, and that is really bringing the Darling River to its knees.
But irrigators and authorities say new rules and regulations will help keep things in check. Claire Miller is the CEO of the New South Wales Irrigators Council.
There's the Healthy Floodplains Project, and under that, floodplain harvesting, the ability to catch water when it's flooding, the volumes will be reduced way back down to the 1994 cap on diversions, which is lower than the sustainable diversion limits in the basin plan. That licensing will come into effect from the 1st of July, and it's in tandem with metering to make sure that no one is taking any more than they're entitled to. So that is going to improve flows throughout the system.
A spokesperson for the New South Wales Water Minister says authorities will be enforcing that metering, and that the government has recently implemented embargoes on floodplain harvesting in some areas to protect this first crucial movement of water towards the Lower Darling.
Nancy Notson with that report.